Approve a bill that could see TikTok banned in America.
President Biden, who has said he would sign this effective ban into law. Former President Trump said that he wouldn't support such a ban. That's a reversal of a position for him. So how does this all play out? TikTok's very popular with younger voters, with small business owners.
Kristen Welker is from NBC News in Washington, D.C. U.S. officials want the Chinese owner of TikTok to sell its stake in the platform in the next 9 months. Tory Susan Hall has hit out at Labour Sadiq Khan after he said she was the most dangerous candidate he's ever faced to be London mayor.
I thought long and hard about this. The Tory candidate is the most dangerous candidate I fought against.
They've gone head-to-head in a debate on Capital's sister station, LBC. Banks are being warned to address loopholes in their online security, which says customers could be left vulnerable to scammers if they're not fixed. Arsenal are 3 points clear at the top of the Premier League this morning.
Enjoy it, and then it's back to work because we have a big one on Sunday.
Ben White and Kai Havertz scored two each against Chelsea. It ended 5-0. And we've seen Louis Tomlinson and H at an awards ceremony in Manchester. The Northern Music Awards celebrates musical talent across the north of England. Louis, who's from Doncaster, won Artist of the Year.
Capital Weather.
Check the weather on Global Player, the official Capital app.
Sunshine in London this morning, some patchy cloud around later, highs of 12 degrees. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast
with Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
Wednesday morning on the all-new Capital Breakfast Show with me, Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby. I've just been told by our executive producer that we've had a good first half. We're 2-0 up. And now it's the second half. We're on till 10 o'clock today.
Yeah.
We can't let the opposition score another goal. Apparently, we've had a good show so far.
He is an Arsenal fan, though, and is now channeling Arteta.
I see. Yeah, we knew the team talks would be coming.
Exactly.
Well, do you know what? I feel like we have got a great second half because we've got a Hollywood A-lister, an all-round great girl, Zendaya.
Yes.
So after 8:30, stick around for that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
That is huge. And we're going to treat you to a little bit of Pedro very soon. If you don't know what that is, Jordan's going to explain all next.
Capital Breakfast.
I don't want you ever to forget about us. I heard you fell in love with somebody new. I know you heard that I found someone too. So you blew. I don't wanna hear those songs no more. Yeah. Do you remember the way we fell in? Like everything froze with just one glance then. From heaven to nothing, it feels like hell. Well, here's the truth of it. I don't want you ever to forget about us in the front seat. Listening to songs that made you think about me. Bonfire smoke on your hoodie that I stole from your flat. No one ever gave it back. Forget about us in the front seat. Listening to songs that made you think about me. Bonfire smoke on your hoodie that I stole from your flat. No one ever gave it back, but I don't want you ever to forget about us. I know we were never perfect, but I think about the life we never had. Yeah, we both found different love, and now we're moving on. Let's leave it buried where it was, but I don't want you ever to forget. The way we fell in, like everything froze with just one glance then. From heaven to nothing, it feels like hell. Well, here's the truth of it. I don't want you ever to forget about us in the front seat. It's a little songs that made you think about me. Bonfire smoke on your hoodie that I stole from your flat. No, I never gave it back, but I don't want you ever to forget about us.
Forget about us.
Jordan North, Chris and Sean.
The all-new Capital Breakfast.
I said, are you serious? I tried, but I can't figure out. I've been next to you all night and still don't know what you're about. You keep talking, but not much coming out your mouth. Can't you tell that I want you? I say, yeah.
Tate McRae and Greedy on the all-new Capital Breakfast Show with me, Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby at 7 minutes past eight on your Wednesday morning. So we had a bit of a bad bong game before. We do the bong game every day at 7.45. We've got Zendaya on the show today from 8.30 and I just feel like with it being a Wednesday, we need a little pick-me-up.
Yeah, we do.
We also did start the show with this today and we are becoming a bit obsessed with it. It's a new sound from TikTok. It's called Pedro. It's a song and it's a little cute raccoon. I just want, he's that cute. You just want to get his cheeks and go.
Oh, he's so lovely.
So cute. And he's basically raving on what looks to be a Ring doorbell camera. And it's just something that we all need. It's the energy boost that gets the day going. And I think we should do it. Wednesday at nearly 8:10.
Well, I think so, because we did this at 6 in the morning to sort of get the night shifters going and, you know, people coming home from the end of a shift. Now it's the school run. So kids,
you're right.
I feel like if you're sat in the back seat, you've got to get the arms up in the air. You've got to really go for this.
Yeah, is this the official dance that we do in the studio or is this just what we do?
This is.
It really works for me as someone who can't dance.
Go on, describe it.
Well, because you're just sat down, it's just the arms up and down.
Yeah.
Arms up and down in the air.
And Jordan puts his. You do a certain face with it, you know, like you do, like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's your face.
Okay.
What is that face?
You're avoiding eye contact with me right now, that's a bit weird.
So you're sort of having to rave in the back of the car, but you've got to wait for the right moment to do it.
Yeah. So we'll give you all 2 seconds now, wherever you are, if you're on the school run especially. Tell all the kids, hi, be good today, do your own work, all that. We're going to do the Pedro, 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 and want you all raving. Okay.
Turn it up.
You'll tell them, you'll cue them when to do the arms, right?
Yeah, I'll
George.
Cue you.
Okay.
All right, I'm becoming obsessed. I was singing it. I got shouted at last night as well. So it's like, Pedro, Pedro, Pedro. It's like, get in bed, brushing your teeth. Right, okay, moving on. Here we go. Okay. It's what we all need. Everybody right now.
Arms in the air.
Yes.
Oh.
Ah, I tell you who also got involved in that then.
Go on.
My baby.
Oh, is the baby?
It really makes... So, sorry, this sounds really random if you just tune in, but I'm pregnant. I'm like 32 weeks now. And... Imagine if I just announced it like that. By the way, I'm pregnant. And the baby loves to rave to that song.
Really?
Yeah, it's proper, like, kicking.
Is little Pedro raving right now?
Well, it was a second ago. Do you want to feel it?
No.
Jordan, you've got to get over this fear of the bump.
No, it's...
You won't hurt me.
No,
go on, Jordan.
I think you need to feel it.
I'm not feeling the bump. Yeah. It weirds me out a bit. It's beautiful and it's the most wonderful thing in life.
Well, let's make it... Why don't we make a moment of it?
No,
come on, first time.
Come on, George. You can... Oh, it's moving now.
No, is it...
I promise you.
It freaks me out in a nice way. Do you want me to touch
Bump
it?
Bump says it wants Jordan to like give it a little pat.
Come on, this is a moment in radio. Do it.
All right, we'll do it after Noah's gone. Right, we'll do it next. This is stick season. We're going to do this on Capital.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something even smoking is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some virgin you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. Season of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half. That'll have to do.
Noah Kahan and Stick Season on Capital Breakfast. Okay, you're joining me, Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby. I'm at the back of the studio right now and I don't want to do this. Sean wants me to feel her baby bump.
Because Jordan's a bit nervous around me. He's been like saying that he's giving me a wide berth when he walks past me in the office. You won't hurt me. And I feel like this will just help you get over it.
This is a real moment.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yeah. We're going to have some dramatic music. Oh, here we go.
Would you like me to sort of just commentate on proceedings?
Oh, yes, please. Narrate it.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the UK. You join us here this morning, live at Capital, where the great Jordan North will be touching a bump for the first time.
Okay.
Deep breaths from Jordan North as he looks ahead. He reaches a left hand out. He reaches a right arm out.
Is it still moving?
Look how nervous you are. It is moving. Go on.
Jordan's left arm extends towards the bump as we await connection. No, and he pulls back.
Okay.
He's attempting another landing. Come on.
Does anyone else find this?
It's honestly going to be amazing.
Jordan's left arm extends towards the bump as fingers gravitate around the bump, and there is a connection.
He did it! Come on, that's not that scary, is it?
Feelings?
It's a little baby!
It's a baby, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Sean, that's so lovely!
What can you feel? What can you feel?
Is there any movement? Not at the minute.
Oh, Sean, I'm going to cry. That's so lovely.
We've touched him. We've finally, like, broken through the barriers.
There's a little baby in there, isn't there? Oh, it kicked! I did it!
Did it actually? Told you.
Oh, I've never done that before.
It moves all the time. But there we go. Jordan's got over his fear of a baby bump.
I'm shaking.
One small step for Jordan North. One giant leap for Jordan Kind. Sort of.
Should we play a song?
Let's play a song.
Let's play a song.
Hey, it's Becky Hill.
And Sonny Fidel here. Capital Breakfast.
We've been stuck in the silence, watching life passing us by. Slowly we lost our minds somewhere inside these walls. Did you forget the feeling? Trying to find it staring at the ceiling. Slowly we lost our minds somewhere inside these walls. Yeah, I ain't seen your face. We ain't spoke for days. Let me lift you up to restore your.
Really easily, you found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? And good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl.
Olivia Rodrigo and Good For You on the all-new Capital Breakfast Show.
For you, I guess you moved on really easily.
20 past 8 on your Wednesday morning. It's me, Jordan North, who has just felt a baby bump for the first time ever.
I can't believe you've been so nervous. Didn't you say it's your sister? No.
My sister-in-law.
Oh, yeah, your sister-in-law.
When she had a baby, I couldn't touch the bump. It always freaked me out a bit.
Well, it's the first time.
I'm beaming now.
You are, actually. There you go. See, it wasn't scary.
Feels so good. Feel good about myself. Right, you're going to find out very soon what happened when Sean here met Zendaya, actual Hollywood A-lister. So we'll go to talk about that after 8:30. And what else coming up on the show?
Yeah, also, if you're on your way into school or uni right now, a new study has shown that something you're born with could be affecting what grade you get.
Oh.
So if you had a shocker in your exams growing up, this could have been the reason. I'll tell you all next.
Okay, right, and we've got Dasha on the way. She's going to be joining the show tomorrow as well.
Sell your pre-owned clothing for free this spring.
Capital. What to do when you've got no plans? Well, in just a short train ride, you can open the door to a mind-blowing musical, an inspiring art gallery, or an underground cocktail bar behind a secret door. Sorry, wrong door. From unique nightlife to world-class galleries, jump on a Southern Railway train and open the door to more this spring. Book tickets and pay no booking fees at southernrailway.com, where every stop is a story. You ready?
Showtime. This May, see Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in The Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
It's the most entertaining film of the year.
People trying to kill me.
I'm just a stunt guy.
There's epic action, plenty of laughs. Critics are calling it a total blast.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. In cinemas Thursday, May 2. Book tickets now.
Toner and ink.
Get yours in a blink. And for less than you think.
At cartridgepeople.com.
For unbeatable prices.
Cartridge People.
Printing sorted.
See online for our price promise.
Licking your chickeny fingers while gazing into your co-worker's eyes is not appropriate. Taking a bite of a Twister wrap while gazing into your co-worker's eyes is totally appropriate. So be a good workmate and get yourself a KFC lunch meal deal from just $5.49. It's workplace appropriate for when finger licking is not. Weekdays until 3 p.m. In-store at participating restaurants only. See kfc.co.uk for full T's and C's.
Did you know that selling your car to We Buy Any Car couldn't be more chilled? Just three simple steps. Get a quote in 30 seconds, drive to your local branch in 13 minutes, and get the cash in the bank. Ah.
Just sold my car to We Buy Any Car.
To find out how much your car's worth in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, visit webuyanycar.com/info.
In people's postcode lotteries, May draws. Your ordinary postcode could deliver some rather extraordinary news. Because a share of £17.3 million must be won. And there are prizes every day. So join the 70% of postcodes across Great Britain that are already playing. And sign up your postcode before midnight on the 30th of April. Good things come knocking with People's Postcode Lottery. PPL managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Possibly not available in Northern Ireland.
The latest travel.
Next.
Capital.
The McDonald's breakfast deal. Succulent sausage and egg McMuffin and a latte, all for just $2.79. Something that will make anyone a morning person. So morning-y that even the birds are more morning-y. McDonald's. Until 11 a.m. Not available on delivery. Exclusions apply. Price and participation may vary.
Capital travel update
with Wizz Air. Affordable flights and value for money for everyone.
Hey Lottie, what's happening out there?
Hey Jordan, on the trains, Southern services aren't running between Shepherd's Bush and Watford Junction. The London Overground's not running between Wandsworth Road and Clapham Junction either. On the Underground, on the Central Line, Holland Park station's closed because the lifts aren't working there. Russell Square and Bermondsey are both closed as well. On the roads this morning, it's really slow on the A3 southbound to Painshill, and there are delays of about half an hour on the M1 southbound to the junction for Dunstable South. More in 20 minutes.
Capital.
What's up? My name is Jax Jones.
Hi guys, it's Zoe Wees.
Capital.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital.
Tell me how it feels to know you'll never be lonely again. You spend the rest of your life knowing you will never be lonely.
This will be on the radio in 10 years' time and it'll still sound as good. Avicii and Levels on the all-new Capital Breakfast Show at 8.30 with Jordan, Chris and Sean. And just to let you know, you're going to find out very soon what happened when Sean Welby caught up with Hollywood A-lister Zendaya. You'll be finding out very soon about that.
The all-new Capital Breakfast.
With Jordan North, Chris and Sean.
If you're just joining us for the first time ever, I think I might have done it when I was younger, but for the first time in adult life, I have just felt Sean's baby bump.
Yeah, live, it was quite cute, that.
Live on the radio, and it was a moment, because it just doesn't weird me out. That's not the right word, but I was just a bit...
I think you're just cautious. I think the best word to say is you've been like overly careful, because you're just sort of scared that you could break me or something, and yeah. I'm fine, it's all good.
And Lisa Newby says, 32 weeks, Sean, make sure your bags are packed. My son made an arrival at 33 weeks. He's now 17 years old.
Oh, Lisa, don't. I haven't packed the hospital bag or anything yet. I'm a bit disorganised with that. But thank you. Mm. Noted. Okay. I will.
A whole chat in that for another time as well.
Right.
Amazing stories. Write that down.
Yeah.
Guys, I've seen this thing online that your last name can affect the grades you get at school.
Okay.
And it's really got me thinking, so I want to share with the class. So in this article, students whose surnames are further along the alphabet are more likely to receive lower grades.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
So think about us three in this room, Stark, Welby, North.
Oh.
Explains a lot.
It really does.
Yeah.
Work hard at school, kids.
So,
but what's the theory then?
Okay,
why?
Let me break this down. So what it's saying is that teachers mark the work generally in alphabetical order.
Okay.
Of names.
Yes.
Which makes sense, right? Because it's like a register and the marks. But the quality of marking goes down because teachers have loads to mark, don't they? They've got loads of students to mark. So at the start, they might be really enthusiastic, really awake. They've had a coffee. They're like, right, I'm going to get on with this marking. But by the time they get to Welby, they're like, oh, I can't be bothered with this. Like, crack on, Coronation Street's on in a minute, whatever. Yep. Like just going through it. So they're saying the quality of marking gets a little bit sloppy towards the end of the alphabet.
Well, I can imagine if you were fed up, you'd be less lenient, wouldn't you? You'd be like, wrong, you didn't show the carry the one. Yeah, I mean,
by the way, my mum's a teacher, so I appreciate the amount of work teachers have to do.
Yeah,
because it's not easy, and there is a lot, you know, and this is outside of hours a lot of the time as well.
My sister's a teacher, and marking is like the bane of her life. It just goes on and on and on.
So I'd be the same, but I'm going to quote the article here. It says that teachers likely become more tired and irritable the longer into marking. I'd love to know from teachers if they agree with this, by the way.
I'm just going to... My sister-in-law's a teacher. She's probably currently listening on her way into work. I think there's...
Isn't there something in it?
I think there's some legs in this, definitely. My grades at school were awful.
You see, now, I'm going to be honest, I had to really work for it, but I did get A's and B's.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you did.
Of course you did.
I got A's and B's, actually.
I was very C's and D's.
Still good?
My highest grade was I got a B in food technology.
Did you? Mm-hmm. What did you make? Do you remember?
It was cheesecake. And I'll never forget, you had to make a different version of cheesecake every week. And my dad was asleep on settee. I come home from work, he was still in his army gear. He went, what's that? I went, it's food technology. He went, why do you do a right subject like woodwork? Why don't you make me a magazine rat like our Ryan? I went, there with me.
You need some cheesecake.
Yeah, and that was my highest grade. But
oh, bless you.
There weren't many of us in that class. I think you're onto something here.
So listen, if you're that person or have been that person and gets lower grades, at least you've got something to blame it on now.
Yeah.
Yeah, your surname's Xylophone. You've got no hope.
Right, teachers, we're putting it out there. 83958, do you agree with this or not? Please let us know. Whilst you're getting in touch, we'll get Dasher on. This is Austin on Capital Breakfast.
We had a plan. Move out of this town, baby. West to the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and smoking. First thing you're done, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home. Waited on the porch for you. Sat there alone. All throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your was never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I'm on my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in
sitting on him. All of my diamonds are dripping on him. I met him at the bar, it was 12 or something. I ordered two more wines, cause tonight I want him. A little context if you care to listen. I find myself in a position. The man that I love sat me down last night and he told me that it's over, done decision. And I don't wanna feel how my heart is ripping. In fact, I don't wanna feel, so I stick to sipping. And I'm out on the town with a simple mission. In my little black dress and it's sitting. Just a heartbroken high heel, 6 inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these I'm with in the back of the taxi, sniffing.
calls, drunk texts, drunk tears, drunk sex. I was looking for a man who's on the same page. Back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my old way. Last night really was the cherry on the cake. Been some dark days lately and I'm finding it crippling. Excuse my state, I'm as high as your hopes that you'll make it to my bed, get me hot and sizzling. If I take a step back to see the glass half full, at least it's the Prada two-piece that I'm tripping in. And I'm already acting like a d***, you know what I mean? So you might as well stick it. Just a heartbroken high heel, 6-inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these d***s I'm with in the back of the taxi, sniffing.
Why? I said, what it feel like I felt last night. I don't wanna feel like I felt last night.
Yeah, piece of the things you can't change.
Last
night.
Too numb, I don't feel no way. So stuck, so what? Street smart, but it go both ways. So, you're wrong, bitch, you never escape. Sunset in the way.
Give me my symptoms, doctor.
Ray and Escapism on Capital Breakfast. Before that, we had Dasha and Austin. Dasha is this country singer from the US who everybody knows over there. She's in the UK at the moment, so she's popping in on the show tomorrow. Going to have a chat with her.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
And we're playing her song loads at the moment. You've seen it on TikTok. Everyone's doing the dance to it. So Dasha will be on this show tomorrow. And also, just to remind you again, Zendaya is going to be on the show as well. So Sean caught up with her earlier this week about a new show, a new movie challenge. And you'll find out what happened. But right now, teachers are kicking booting off on the text. Some teachers. Chris, would you like to explain, please?
Yeah, well, I was just saying, I found this article that basically said teachers who mark in alphabetical order probably get a bit tired towards the end of marking. So if your last name is a Welby, or as Sean said, a xylophone, you're likely to get lesser grades. That's what this article was saying, and it's kind of a mix of people agreeing with it and disagreeing with it.
Someone texting here saying, as a teacher, I feel called out on this. Yes, it happens. I'd start completing my list backwards and then every other to even it out. Oh, so they were mixing the marking up. Yeah,
well, this is what Caroline's sort of saying. Why would you bother putting the books in alphabetical order? That would take even longer. So I presume a lot of teachers just mark at random, so this is nonsense.
Yeah, and when you handed your books back in, they'd all be in the tray, like, mixed up anyway. So it's just towards... All I'm saying is towards the end of the marking, it gets a bit... you know. That's fine, whatever. Just do that, yeah.
Nah.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. There's a lot of people piping up here, including Danielle, and I've seen a lot of similar ones saying that actually sometimes they put the work that they know will be good at the very back of the pile, so they end the marking on a high.
Oh, okay, that's a fair point.
Like a little treat.
So like how you eat your roast dinner. Do you, you get rid of the veggies first?
Yes, and then maybe save the Yorkshires for last, perhaps.
Save the beef.
Like when you have a Muller corner yoghurt, you save the little bit in the corner till last, don't you?
Just so you end on a high.
Yeah. Any more on the text from teachers?
I just think about roast dinners now.
Well, look, all the teachers are now at me and giving me a load of stick. I'm just saying, just have a think about it, including my own sister-in-law who's texting me on my mobile.
You've done this to wind up your sister-in-law, I know you have.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. Right, we've got Zara Larsson on the way and Benson Boone's Beautiful Things. And then Zendaya.
Capital.
And eBay.
It's now free to sell your clothes with no fees.
Hi, I'm Paige from Autoglass. Do you think getting your windscreen fixed is a real pain in the glass? At autoglass.co.uk, we try to make it as easy as possible. Enter your reg, then choose where and when you want your appointment. Pick the time that suits you best. In some cases, that could even be today. We'll make your windscreen strong again. Book now at autoglass.co.uk and we'll handle all the insurance stuff for you. Remember, autoglass.co.uk.
Autoglass repair, autoglass replace.
In people's postcode lotteries, May draws. Your ordinary postcode could deliver some rather extraordinary news. Because a share of £17.3 million must be won. And there are prizes every day. So join the 70% of postcodes across Great Britain that are already playing. And sign up your postcode before midnight on the 30th of April. Good things come knocking with People's Postcode Lottery. PPL managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly, not available in Northern Ireland.
What to do when you've got no plans? Well, in just a short train ride, you can open the door to a mind-blowing musical, an inspiring art gallery, or an underground cocktail bar behind a secret door. Sorry, wrong door. From unique nightlife to world-class galleries, jump on a Thameslink train and open the door to more this spring. Book tickets and pay no booking fees at thameslinkrailway.com, where every stop is a story.
The Toyota BZ4X isn't just any all-electric SUV. It's powered by 25 years of Toyota electrified experience and comes with a free home wall box with standard installation included. Book your Toyota BZ4X test drive and enjoy 0% APR representative and £2,000 deposit contribution when you order. Available on PCP when financed through Toyota Financial Services by 1st July. Optional final payment. Indemnities may be required. Wall box conditions apply. Retail customers only. See website for details.
Did you know at TK Maxx you can find big brands up to 60% less than the RRP? I got this quilted leather handbag, must-have moisturiser, and three pairs of branded jeans. Skinny, boyfriend, flared. All incredible savings. I'm basically a denim connoisseur. There's no deal like a TK Maxx deal. Big brands, small prices. In-store and online.
Tickling your boss's hand is not appropriate. Shaking it is. Eating a bucket of KFC at your desk is not appropriate. Eating the new KFC lunch meal deal is. It's a Twister wrap, crisps and drink from £5.49. Workplace appropriate, but when finger licking is not. Weekdays until 3 p.m. in store at participating restaurants only. See kfc.co.uk for full T's and C's.
Capital Travel Update with Wizz Air. Fly with the friendliest crew in the sky.
Hey Lottie, what's happening out there?
Hey Jordan, on the trains, southern services aren't running between Shepherd's Bush and Watford Junction. The London Overground's not running between Wandsworth Road and Clapham Junction either. On the Underground, on the Central Line, Holland Park station's closed because the lifts aren't working there. Russell Square and Bermondsey are both closed as well. On the roads this morning, it's really slow on the A3 southbound to Painshill, and there are delays of about half an hour on the M1 southbound to the junction for Dunstable South. More in 20 minutes.
Capital.
This is Beautiful Things.
Capital Breakfast.
For a while there, it was rough. But lately, I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. You, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Hi, this is Star Larson.
Hi, Capital. It's David Guetta.
Thank you so much.
Capital Breakfast.
Now, I don't need the time to make up.
David Guetta, On My Love, on the all-new Capital Breakfast Show.
Let's go.
The all-new Capital Breakfast with Jordan North, Chris and Sean.
Capital Breakfast. Right, give us 2 minutes if that. We're going to play you Justin Timberlake's new track, No Angels. And we've got Tiny Temper on the way, Not Letting Go. But we now need to talk about Sean Welby catching up with one of the biggest stars in the world at the moment.
Yeah, this was really cool. As you know, as my role as junket queen, I go around talking to all the movie stars, which is such a cool perk of the job. I love it all the time because you end up in the weirdest conversations with these Hollywood stars and it suddenly makes them feel really normal. Mm. Like, I really do enjoy it. So the most recent film that everyone's been talking about, it's actually out this Friday. It's called Challengers, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's got two slightly more unknown people starring alongside Zendaya. So you've got Mike Feast, he's from West Side Story. And then you've got Josh Connor, who people who watch The Crown will recognise for playing young King Charles.
Yes.
Do you remember him?
That's the fella, yes. I've seen him in a pub once in London, yes.
He's really nice guy, like so down to earth, as you would expect from any sort of Brit that you interview. They're always brilliant. But this film in particular, it's a sports movie, it's about tennis, but it's like the steamiest, sexiest movie that I think I've ever seen.
Is it? So you turn up for the tennis and then all this other stuff happens, does it?
You leave sort of hot and flustered and go, what have I just seen? I mean, brilliant, brilliant movie. But it's definitely one, I would say, see with your mates, not your mum.
Okay, so it's tennis and how's your father?
Absolutely, right. It is a bit of that. The insane thing, though, for tennis fans that I will say is how insanely good they all are at tennis in the film. Like, you can tell they've done so much training.
Did they actually?
All of them look like absolute pros. You never, for once, doubt it in the movie.
It's not their arms, is it? It'll be tennis players, won't it? Well, no.
Yeah, but they still had to probably learn to serve and jump. I mean, the routines were mad, and there's ones where you see the whole face in it.
Question. Hi. Is there more moaning and groaning from the tennis or from the...
Great question. Equal amounts, I would say.
Oh, wow, okay.
The groaning features for a number of reasons. But yeah, so the first thing I was saying to Josh Connor was there any sort of real-life tennis players that he learnt his mannerisms from?
Nick Kyrgios, who is a tennis player.
Yeah, he's like the bad boy of tennis,
He's the
right?
bad boy of tennis. He's got a lot of attitude. He's really entertaining as well.
So that's when, is that when you were channeling the anger and like the rah?
Yeah, a bit of that, but also a bit of, there's a scene where I'm eating a banana a little suggestively, and that was sort of inspired by Kyrgios.
When I was watching that, I thought, who have I seen eating a banana like that?
Yeah.
Nick Kyrgios.
There you go.
There we go. I love that.
That's incredible. Because so Nick Kyrgios is one of... one of these unbelievable characters in sport, isn't he? He's loves a bit of housery. He's a bit of a bad boy sometimes as well. But I know what you mean about eating the banana, but he just eats the banana quickly, doesn't he? He doesn't do it seductively. No.
It's kind of an aggressive sort of banana thing. But when I watched the film, I did think, God, this reminds me of somebody.
But it was Nick Kyrgios that he based the role on.
Yeah. So
cool.
It's that, you know, if that's going to sort of intrigue you even more, like, he plays it so brilliant. And the film, you know, it's cutthroat. There's all manipulation in there. There's backstabbing. There's full-on tennis tournaments and loads of slow-mo, by the way, as well, which is absolutely brilliant. Including as well real life injuries, one of which I found out that Zendaya still has now. I'm going to tell you more about that in a minute.
Hey, what's up? It's Justin Timberlake
on Capital.
Isn't it great?
Capital Breakfast.
All we need is one moment or two. Just a little more time, a little unwinding. Got fun on my mind and I've chosen you. Cause you're looking like gas and I'm looking for mileage. Ooh, you got that something new, that sexy attitude. I've never seen it quite like that. You fit that like, ooh, and I already knew. I just wanna look at you. I'm gonna find out before the night's out. All the good girls, there's a playground. They really wanna do. Got me losing my mind. I ain't tryna hide it. Can't hide it, no. You got that something new, that sexy attitude. I've never seen it quite like that. You did that like, ooh, and I already know. I just wanna look at you. I'm gonna find out before the night's out.
All we need is my moment.
Justin Timberlake and No Angels on Capital Breakfast. After 9 o'clock today, we're going to be doing our Liar Liar game. We did it every day last week, but we've decided we'll just do it once a week now on a Wednesday around about 9:30. But now we've got our movie maestro here, Sean Welby, everybody, who is going to be telling us all about a new film that she went to see called Challengers and managed to speak to the stars of that. Sean Welby, take it away.
I love this music. Yeah, very, very cool. It's a movie that you'll be seeing on posters and billboards everywhere because it is out on Friday. It's called Challengers. You'll have seen Zendaya on red carpets, wearing tennis gear, tennis ball, heels. It's been everywhere, but finally we'll all be able to see it this weekend. And it's really cool. It's got quite a British sort of feel to it as well, because you've got Josh Connor from The Crown in it, a guy called Mike Feist, who is American. He's from West Side Story. And Yes, it's a sports movie with a twist. If you're going there for the sport, you're going to get more than you bargained for. Because, you know, it's quite sexy. Ooh. Quite a sexy film. And also edge of your seat stuff, right? And like I was saying before, they have really worked hard on just practicing being a tennis player. Like, they've had proper coaches. They all look so, so good. And you can tell that the whole cast put their bodies on the line. So I sort of said to them, well, did anything go wrong when filming?
Oh, any real life scars you can show us? Go on, Zendaya.
This one. Oh, you guys see my chart. I don't know how to show you. This one.
How are you getting your leg like that?
It was from the scene where I fall onto the tennis court, and tennis courts hurt. And I was like, why is my sock bloody? Yeah. Oh, no. And then I was like, I just scraped some of my skin off and made a nice little scar, so I'll always remember. Challengers. I have like little scars from different directions on the back of the same leg.
Oh yeah, that one.
It's Euphoria. That's breaking down the door. So they just, you know, I get to collect them. And
some people get tattoos from the films they've been in. You're just collecting scars and stars.
Do you think she could sue the movie company for that? You know, like if you trip up in Tesco's, you can get a claim in.
No, I'm sure it's in the contract because they had to do some like high octane sports, didn't they? So I think injuries par for the course.
Yeah, you've probably got some like really tight lawyer's letter about that, haven't they?
I think it's just a good question to ask in any movie, that. And
what,
they seem really keen. Well, it's just really funny that they really want to show you all the injuries like I got. It's a bit like a child when they hurt themselves. No offense to them. You are amazing. But it's been like, I got a boo-boo there. And what a bizarre situation. You've got Zendaya in front of you just showing you scars.
Yeah, what was quite funny is when I said like, oh, how did you get your leg like that? I didn't mean how did you get the scar. She lifted her leg up like a contortionist. Like, she literally, very bendy.
Wow.
Very bendy.
That'll be the tennis.
It will. Hey. So, this movie, like I say, that everyone's talking about, Challengers, it's out Friday. I would say it really is a really good watch this year. Like, there's something that's a bit different that you won't have seen before. I think it could even be in that sort of Oscars realm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Right, on the way next, a track from Sabrina Carpenter. If you're going to a coffee shop and you want a double one of these, what would it be?
An espresso.
Sell your pre-owned clothes easily for free. This April, Capital's got your beach escape sorted. Thanks to Dolmio.
You ready for it?
Cool.
We could be sending you and three mates on a luxury stay in St Mary's Bay on the stunning Kent coast. We're talking the ultimate getaway with your besties.
Listen to Amy Vivian from 1pm this Friday to win.
I'm very, very, very excited.
With Capital and Dolmio, making dinner decisions a breeze with their wide range of sauces.
Kayak, the flight comparison site, can also help you find great deals on car hire, at home or on your hauls. So whether you're roaming the streets of Paris, cruising the coasts of Paphos, or packing the family off to Penzance, Kayak compares great deals from major car rental sites quicker than you can say which way to the beach.
You legend.
Great deals on car hire, at home or on your hauls. Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
You ready?
Showtime.
This May, see Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
It's the most entertaining film of the year.
People trying to kill me.
I'm just a stunt guy.
There's epic action, plenty of laughs. Critics are calling it a total blast.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. In cinemas Thursday, May 2. Book tickets now.
Did you know at TK Maxx, you can find big brands up to 60% less than the RRP? I got this quilted leather handbag. Must have